That's a pretty tough message that Jesus gave us in the gospel today. It's tough because he seems to praise all of those things that are difficult in our human lives, and then the things that are comforting, he says, woe. So what's going on here? Well, let me start by giving you a small example. You walk into a room, and there's a little person trying to tie his or her shoe and not doing a very good job of it. And so you say to that little person, "Can I help you?" And the immediate answer is, "I can do it myself." And many of you may have already experienced this precise kind of thing. But that little simple example tells us a lot about what's going on in the scriptures today. In the scriptures, and especially the gospel reading today, the encouragement is to realize first that we sometimes cannot do it ourselves. And so Jesus is not proclaiming that it's a good thing to be poor. What he's saying is that the poor person has a way of getting to God that is not available to somebody who is self-satisfied and self-sufficient. And that's an extremely important lesson for all of us to learn, is that we do have an utter and a complete dependence on the goodness of God in our lives. Whether it's material goods, whether it's food, whether it's somebody to console us when we're weeping, and all of those things that occur in the first part of that gospel. And so the message of these Beatitudes in Luke's version is that we have to learn to depend solely and totally on God. And that's a hard thing for us to learn, because we can think of ourselves as, "I can do it myself." There's a lot of that small person's attitude that stays with us throughout our whole lives. "I can do it myself." And when I don't have the capacity for doing it myself, we think of it as a failure, as something to be ashamed of. But what the gospel is telling us today is that in our weakness and in our need and in our powerlessness, we find God. And what a wonderful message that is then. It's not praising poverty, material poverty. It's not praising sorrow. What it is doing is showing us that God loves us and will always take care of us, even in our most desperate needs. But there's another thing that's going on in that reading today that is equally important, and that is that it's an invitation for each one of us to step outside of ourselves and actually help take care of the poor and the hungry, to help take care of those who weep and mourn. And so not only do we depend completely and totally on God, but we also do what God does himself. That is, to take care of all those people in our lives and in our world that need somebody to care for them. So it's a powerful gospel reading, and it's not a reading that is going to make us feel bad, but rather it should be a reading that allows us to examine how God operates in our own lives when we are powerless, when we are weak. St. Paul, you know, in the first letter to the Corinthians says, when I am powerlessness and when I am weak, that is when I am strong. And we then take that strength that has been given to us from depending totally and completely on God. We take that strength and we share it with others who are still struggling with poverty, hunger, and sorrow. The gospel reading today is a terribly wonderful example of how Jesus, in his ministry, turned all the so-called human values into divine values. And so we admit our powerlessness, and then we turn around and we help those in need.